Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Beeman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Charlie Beeman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dwayne Wilson. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Gardner moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Busby moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is walked intentionally. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd strikes out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Beeman, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Busby moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Castleman hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Castleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Charlie Beeman. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castleman moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Castleman moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Castleman scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. Gardner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Leo Kiely now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Woodling strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Dick Williams now playing left field. George Zivirink now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Castleman moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Zovarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovarink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Castleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bob Smith now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd moves to third. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. George Zwivorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivorink is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zwivorink is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Don Budden. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Bob Smith. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Zwivorink covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Consolo moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Murray Wall now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 4 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castleman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Jim Busby. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Foster Castleman now playing left field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-5 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Castleman hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Castleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 4-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's can't make a play. That's a base hit. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 4-for-7 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Bob Niemann pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowe's bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Triandos hits a line drive to left field. Stevens throws towards the plate. White fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Niemann scores. Triandos moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Orioles. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann now playing left field. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-6 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-5 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.